Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. It's advice from a dipshit with Matt Bronger.
Hey, welcome to Advice from a Dipshit with Matt Bronger. With me, as always, is Queen Amanda, and we have a special guest today. My buddy from the old man TV days and current Comedy Store days and podcasting days and just good old good times, Bobby Lee is joining us today.
Matt, I swear to God, man.
What happened?
There's everything about your face and your body and your vibe and your energy, your core. I love it, dude.
There's something yours.
Yeah, there's something just about you that's so not physically non-threatening.
Yeah, that's my gig.
It's your deal.
I think we both kind of share that.
No.
Do people see
that? I scare people.
You scare people.
Like, I scare Rogan sometimes.
I think it's your unpredictability.
Thank you.
You never really know what Bobby Lee's going to do. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
You think even Rogan, with all of his survival tactics and martial arts knowledge, is like, I don't know about that guy.
But you look like you've never been in a fight.
I have.
That's impossible.
All when I was a kid. But yeah, I always diffused it as a man. I'm just like, this is stupid. I've made guys in bars that want to kick my ass laugh.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. It's like that scene in Gross Point Blank where that guy wants to beat him up, but he's drunk, and then he goes, you know, there's no you and me here. There's no connection. We don't have to do this. And the guy just goes, I'm going to read a poem. You know, like, it just changes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Are you with, like, your really long arms just holding the guy back?
I've done that.
Have you?
I feel like as soon as you touch someone, though, they're like, hey, fucker. That's like being next assault. And so they, you know. But
your adult life, you've never been in a physical fight.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, I've just like little drunk shoving matches here and there, or like defending a friend kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
I can see you just jumping in the middle and being like, "Let's be inclusive, everybody." I'm the guy from Portland.
Well, the last time it came close was a guy who, like, was yelling at my wife in a bar, and I just walked up to him and
"Don't
you ever talk to him like that?"
Wow.
And he was like, "Okay." He was like, "Hey, what?" Like, because he didn't know I was there. He just thought this is just
so.
A woman,
this guy just went, "Your wife's a bitch," and then you were like, "Hey, man."
Let
me read a poem.
No, we were at this bar, and there were no stools, and my wife was like angling for stools, and this dude's just standing against the wall, and someone got up, and she's like, "Honey, I got two seats," and he runs. He's like, "I've been waiting," and she goes, "Against the wall? You can't do that." And he goes, "You're being an asshole." And I stepped right in his face.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "Don't you fucking talk to her like that."
No.
And then he was like, he like backed down, but it was just like, it was full male privilege. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in this bar, I'm 10 feet away, so I deserve any seat that's here. And she's walking up behind people and looking, and someone got up and she got it. And that's the rule of the jungle. Mm-hmm. Someone gets up from a seat where there's no, you know,
but
reserved
the certainty,
seats.
Are you certain that he wasn't first in line? You're 100% certain.
What do you mean line? What line in a bar?
Don't get angry. I'm just asking you a question.
What I'm saying is that you're out of your mind.
He could have been eyeing that seat.
I'm sure he might have been. But it's like that.
All right.
I'm sorry.
What about you for fights, Bobby?
Well, I've been in so many people have assaulted me so many times,
Jesus
even in
Christ.
Comedy that I can't even count. Like, I can just big names. Ari Shafir's beat me up. Dr. Ken's physically assaulted me.
Yeah, I believe that. He's got an anger problem.
I've been physically assaulted by audience members and a lot of strangers.
That's crazy to me.
It's not that. It's just that I have just people either love me or they want to destroy me.
Why would someone want to beat you up? I don't understand.
Because I just have this vibe about me that just, I mean, people also want to protect me.
Yeah, I want to protect you.
Yeah, people want to, like, put me in their pocket and, like, take me home and stuff.
I don't want to do that.
Put them on a
mantle. Like a
mantle.
Penguin, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or those little hood ornaments in a car. They want to put me in front of their car.
Like a bobblehead.
Yeah. But some people want to, like, just kick my face and,
Jesus.
You know.
I don't get that.
Well, I don't put myself in those situations anymore. So I haven't been beat up in, like, maybe 5 or 6 years.
That's
good. But the last time who physically assaulted
me
was, I think, Dr. Ken in San Francisco. He physically asked Steve Byrne. He went after me.
Jesus.
And it was over.
Are you serious? Like, he
being real,
angrily beat.
And people go. There's no way.
I was kidding about Ken's anger problem. I mean, I know Ken, but like, I know he's like he
turns
like
out
he
this
plays
might be-
this character of being an angry guy. But he attacked you,
right? So he's the last guy that you would ever think that would even be physical with somebody. That's why I know I bring it out of people because. You know, when's the last time Ari Shafir's beat up anybody?
Right. Yeah. He's just like
me.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I have people...
But, like, you guys are friends, and you're friends with Ken,
I am.
Too.
I'm very good friends with them. But I have also people that want to beat me up. And I know that, like, this guy... What's that Asian guy's name? There's an Asian guy named...
There's billions Asian.
Yeah, but he used to sell porn out in the valley. He's... Toshi.
That he goes on your mom's house.
Yeah. He wants to kill me. Toshi wants to kill me. That's why whenever I see him, I avoid him.
Wow.
And who else wants to kill me? That's it.
Okay.
I think when I, yeah.
Well, lay off Bobby Lee, everybody.
Yeah.
Jesus
oh my
Christ.
Gosh.
But it's me because I'm the one that opens my mouth. I say shit to aggravate people.
Oh, okay.
So it's me. I know it's me doing it. So, okay. It's not them. It's not. They just wake up going, I hate that guy. I lit the fire.
You've kind of asked for it.
Yeah, Papa set down the foundation to build the house of violence.
Of violence.
Yeah. And hate.
And I like that. Because I'll tell you why. Because Mitzi Shore once told me, she says to me, hi. I go, hi. She goes, how are you? I'm pretty good. And then she goes, you know what makes a star? I go, what? Half the people have to love you and half the people have to hate you as well.
Huh.
And I go, she goes, look at, like Roseanne Barr or even someone like Jim Carrey. People hate him. Like, not as a human, but as a style of performer, they just...
Well, he was so big.
Right.
Too. He was so broad. Right. People are like, brainy comics.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And there are comics who like, there's a brainy comic that half the people would hate too.
What?
I'm
you don't
sure.
want to watch some guy bend over and use his butt cheeks as like a alter ego?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
So, when people don't like me, I just put that in my mind. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right.
Take note. Let's roll the first call.
Take note. I'm like,
sorry, man. That's how the show goes.
Dear everybody, just piss people off. All right.
Hey, Matt. How's it going? So, I have this issue. I was married for 17 years, and most of that was sexless, unfortunately.
Jesus.
Have been divorced for nearly a year. Found someone almost purely by accident that turned out to be a super freak. So there's been this huge sexual renaissance in my life. And like this has all been mind-blowing. But there's one thing that really concerns me about this whole situation. And I have this theory and it's messing me up. Like I have this theory that if you celebrate a birthday week or a birthday month, you're a demanding asshole who is just really self-seeking and self-serving. And she shared with me the other day that she celebrates a birthday month. And I'm just concerned about it because now I feel like I have to be her personal advent calendar for her birthday month and like poop out all these gifts on demand. And I have a hard enough time just finding one. And so is there any credibility to that theory? Like, is that just me just being bizarre? But it's like Martin Luther King. How long did we have to fight just to get that? The godfather of the civil rights movement. How long do we have to fight to get him a single day? And this broad wants to celebrate a birthday month. I don't know. Like, I think it's going to cause problems down the line. And I don't know. I just want to know if there's anything to that or you think there's anything to that. I could really use your help. Anyway, thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks for calling. That's a hilarious correlation. If anyone deserves a fucking month, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, a birthday month is beyond excessive. Birthday week is annoying, but birthday month. But she is fucking you 10 ways to Sunday, so I don't know. My thing is, talk to her, say how much it bugs you. you know, that month. And honestly, what do you expect from, ask her what she's thinking for this month. But that just doesn't seem like it can maintain. If someone, if I was dating someone, it's like, we got to celebrate it all month. It's like, I'm, no, exhausted. What do you think, Bobby?
You had 14 years of a sexless marriage, right? Along comes this lady.
17, wasn't it 17? 17,
whatever. 17. Yeah, this lady's fucking you on the roof.
Yeah.
Outside, in, back, in like garage, like gas station bathrooms, you know, whatever. You do a birthday year, bro. Right? You go the whole year because, listen, dude, you seem like you're older. I don't know what she looks like. But, dude, sex is like, sex is fun, right? It's a gift from the Lord, you know? And it's like, you know, I don't know if you have to give her a gift every day for a month. I think that's excessive. But you can say, you know what I'd say? Yeah, I'll celebrate it, but I can't give you a gift every day. But yeah. I'll say happy birthday every day.
Right? That's a good compromise.
Yeah, that's a good compromise.
I can deal with that if it's just happy birthday every day. But if my feeling is it's just, in my mind, if someone's like, hey, by the way, I always have a birthday month, they're just going to want to like have their way in every situation for a month. Like, no, I don't want to eat there. I want to eat here. It is my birthday month after all.
Yeah, but if she gets one, I get one too then.
That's true.
Right?
That's
so you ask for a birthday month.
That's a good point.
And you go, you're going to eat my asshole, right, on a roller coaster every day. You know what I mean? When we go to Magic Mountain or whatever.
I think that's untenable. Every day? It's not, yeah. The guy owns a roller coaster.
Or whatever you know, is desiring.
Eat my ass on a roller coaster.
Yeah, I found
that takes some skill.
I found if she puts you through if you get put through a sexual renaissance,
yes.
Like you can at least do like
really
birthday
point.
Hanukkah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like a little gift every day, uh-huh. You know, for the extended period of time, right? Like maybe compromise and have a Hanukkah, have a
sure.
birthday Hanukkah.
That's good.
Like, man,
yeah.
Like if somebody puts you through that,
mm-hmm.
Then like they deserve presents.
That's true.
Also, just by being in a relationship, it's almost as if they feel like it's their birthday every day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like, you know, compliment, make them feel good.
Sure.
You know what I mean? There's always already things that you have to go out of your way to just let the day go by smoothly.
Yeah.
You're just doing a little extra, right?
Yeah. It just depends on like what her expectation is.
Yeah.
And that's a good point too, that you get your month as well. So
you get your
nice.
Own month, right? But you're also getting laid all the time
yeah.
and you never used to get that. I think I think you're being an ungrateful piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean it's a good point.
Yeah.
His sack remained undrained for so many years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get this.
Let me ask you something, Matt. So
yes.
You're married, correct?
I am.
You have kids?
No.
Why?
Because I've only been married a year.
So, yeah.
You know, we talk about the idea. I don't know, maybe,
yeah.
But right because
you
now,
and I think I'm older than you, right? How old are you? Did you say that?
Yeah,
I'm
44. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm only 3 years older than you.
Uh-huh.
I always thought that you were like 20 years younger than me or something.
I get that people think I'm younger than I am. And that's,
yeah.
I'll take it. It beats the opposite.
But when I think about it, though, I think you, because you were on Matt TV with me the last 2 years, right?
Just the last year. Just
the last
season.
Year.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And that was so long ago.
That was so
long
ago.
You are older now.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Last question. I know you
guys. Yeah,
this is fucking up the format of your show.
No,
you get really sad about it,
oh,
I know.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
I have one question about it.
Please.
So do you... do you regret that year, or was it something that you look in a good light?
I loved it. I loved it that I got that opportunity, and I had so much fun working with you and Keegan and everybody and Nicole and the gang. And I look back on it very fondly, especially because we would just dick around and
yeah.
then get to write a sketch based on the dicking around.
Yeah.
And also, the fact that they canceled the show on my day off. Like,
that's
I was so,
funny.
Grateful I didn't get called into that writer's room.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, gather around. And then people doing real work, like carpenters and camera people,
yeah.
going, fuck, man, I got kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I always feel like us actors are kind of supposed to be out of work at some point. So it's just like, okay, well, that sucks, but okay, all right, you know.
Yeah.
I remember you pulling me. I did a sketch that did really well, and we all went to that Italian joint we'd go to across the street. And you pulled me outside. I got to talk to you. And I'm like, what? And you're like, you're fucked. And I was like, why? He's like, that's what happened to me my first year. I killed it in a sketch. And then they kept bringing me back. You're stuck for another 6 fucking years, asshole. And I was like, that sounds cool to me, man.
Yeah. Because Alex Borstein did the same to me. I
that's
had a
funny.
Good... And she goes, you just fucked yourself. I go, why? Because you're going to be here forever. And this is the worst place. And I go, oh no. And then I was on it for 8 years after that. But
well, Alex also, they wrote that part for her on Gilmore Girls. They wrote it for her, and the Mad producers would not let her do it because she was on Mad TV. So I'm sure she was her outlook was colored, where she was like, I fucking hate this place.
And that's why Jordan hated it, because Jordan was offered SNL, and he had like another month or two on his contract.
My God, remember I never
that?
Knew that.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let him do it. So then when his contract ran out, he had nothing to do with the show. It really angered him to the point of like, I hate this place.
That's so mean. Yeah. That burns my ass that they did that to him. But yeah. I mean, fuck, he got the best revenge of all time. He's like a cultural icon now.
It's crazy.
Making these amazing movies.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Okay, is that, oh yeah. Next call. Right, oh, hey. I'm trying to think if I have any like clever Mad TV questions now that we're on this, but I
think about it during the call. Think about it during the call and then ask after.
Yeah.
Give yourself some space to think about it.
Hi, Amanda. This is a chick named Byron. If you want to splice these together, if you think it would add to the question that I asked. I just wanted to throw out to Matt a little bit of background. I mentioned I'm 27. I own a condo, a car, have a good job. I'm a construction worker, and I've been married for 7 years, and I'm just now realizing that I don't know who I am, and so it's starting to like really freak me out, and my wife is kind of losing it too because she doesn't know what's happening. So I don't know if that would help or if you think it would be important to splice those together. If you could, that would be great. Thanks.
What?
So what he's talking about with the splicing is he just like gave a long backstory.
Okay.
But the thing is this guy married for a while, he has 27 and he has everything that quote unquote an idealized life, but is finding like he doesn't know who he is.
Specifically,
I think what's going on is he followed the American dream,
yes,
and he's in it,
uh-huh,
like picket fence, perfect, everything, and now he goes, holy shit, this isn't me.
Well, does he say what he wants to do or be, or he just doesn't like where he is?
And doesn't even know in like the beginning what to do about it, and then of course he doesn't want to like put his marriage to jeopardy while he like finds himself
that's like the natural.
It's a terrible place to be.
It is.
Where is that?
Where there's someone else. It's one thing if you reach a depressive state or a state where you're just like, I don't know what the fuck to do with myself, but to have someone with him that is seeing him melt down, and she in turn is doing the same. I mean, that's, it shows some empathy that he feels really bad for his wife that he's going through this. But I don't know. Maybe I'd go to therapy together, go to couples counseling, and work it out, and have someone else to talk to. You can just dump it all on the floor rather than try to work it out yourselves.
Well, I know. I would maybe even go to therapy on my own or try to do that, because if he got married too young without even knowing who he was, he shouldn't be in that situation.
Yeah,
I mean, he could be like, you know, every once in a while, I'll look at my girlfriend at night, like she'd be sleeping.
Sure.
You know, and the moon is hitting her face.
Right.
And I'll look at her and I go, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Right? Just everyone. But it's not I love her so much, and I feel like I know who I am. I'm a piece of shit. But like, yeah, I know who I am, right? I'm almost 50.
Like,
so I like
fix up your hair.
I did that thing, you know, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But so even me, I just look at people and go, who the fuck are you? What am I doing here?
Yes.
But I do that with my job. Like, I'm on stage performing in front of like a packed room or whatever, and I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing?
Yes.
Right? This is so dumb.
Yeah.
You're telling jokes to strangers and they're laughing, and you get, it's like, if you really, you know,
yes,
you get these like spiritual awakenings about where you're at in life or whatever. But it's not, I don't think that's what this guy, I think this guy's really having a real moment of like, who the fuck am I?
Like a quarter
I don't know
life
what I love.
Crisis.
Yeah, I don't know what I am. I don't know what I want to do.
And you and I have gone through probably 1,000 of those moments.
Yeah.
At being performers, being comedians, of moments of like, what is this? Why is this? What the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Over and over and over. I've seen it in your face at the Comedy Store sometimes where you're like, what are we even, you said that to me.
I've said that.
What are we even doing here right now?
Here?
And it always makes me laugh. And I remember you would come when I was like just doing, I think I did like, where were we? I might have done like a guest set where somewhere you were headlining and you showed up and you're like, can I just do 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And it made me laugh so hard because if you're headlining, you got to do at least 45.
No, you don't.
No, you don't?
No, because these are rules that somebody.
Oh yeah, I'm saying like generally accepted norms.
Right, they're generally accepted norms. Can I just say something?
Yes, please.
You can break those norms.
Yes,
you can go. They, you know, most comedy clubs like you have to do 45, and I'll test the water. I'll do 23 and get off. You know, at a new club, and I'll look at the manager and go, "What's up?" And they'll be like, "You did 23 minutes." I go, "Uh huh." Am I going to get docked any pay? Or?
Do you go in for a high five?
Yeah.
I did it.
I did it, right? And they go, no, just you don't do longer? I just wanted to test the waters, man.
That's funny.
And they still pay you the same and everything.
Jesus Christ.
I just remember, this isn't the first time I've seen you, Bobby. I realize now I have seen you perform. Where? I realize it has just rushed up because you showed your pubes for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's Bobby.
No, that's not me.
That sounds like
that
Bobby.
Was like my.
That's ridiculous.
Oh my
that's
god! Where I was like, this is really going in like a different direction.
It's going in the right direction. If I did that, but I didn't do that. Okay, thank you.
As you walk into this house, butt crack hanging out. This all makes sense to me.
Am I the assholes hanging out?
Oh man, Bobby.
Yeah, but there's no like cameras. So what would you even? Okay.
No, I'm just saying like this is now.
Right.
I have now formed you as a human in my
brain. I'm a creature, dude. A creature
love
of the night.
It. Yeah. La creature.
But this guy, are you concerned about this guy?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm very worried
yeah.
about this guy. And it's a brutal situation to find yourself in because you just. I think your advice about just going to a therapist by himself is definitely better than mine. Than rather than go as a couple because you can go as a couple afterward, but first you got to sort it out. You have to talk to somebody.
Like, I'm on a show right now, and the lead of my show went to this place called the Hoffman Institute.
Okay.
And, like, a lot of people go there. It's a week of... It's a self-discovery place.
Oh. Mm.
And I signed up because, I want to see... So there's no cell phones. No, you can't bring any books or anything like that.
Okay.
And you're, like, basically in, like, you know, a community of people, and they go through this course together, right?
Yeah.
And, I'm gonna do it because it's like I wanna grow and I wanna change. So this guy, you know, he has to figure it out mm-hmm. because it's important.
Yeah.
And to find out who you are, what you wanna do, because you don't wanna be in a loveless marriage.
No.
And an unexcited life because you're going through the rigmarole of what society tells you to do.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. Unexcited life. That's great. Yeah. And I, as I say, anybody who calls into the show, it's like, fuck it, man. You've taken the first step where you've admitted it. You admitted don't know. You're afraid, and that's awesome. And I feel like what I would say easily 60% of us do when we're in any kind of situation, we kind of just hope it goes away and hope it changes on its own, and it never fucking does.
Matt, is unexcited not a word?
Yeah, it is. It's a word.
Are you sure?
I love how you. Because
no, it was a good.
We always say things
one.
Like
that.
People say
I know, but
people say unfulfilled.
I don't think I've ever heard of that word.
I like it.
Oh no, unexcited.
Yeah, unexcited
oh yeah, no,
is,
it is.
I'm unexcited. Yes. Okay, yeah, that's unexciting. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
After that, say rigmarole or something like that. When it's rigmarole, but I just.
Yeah. I said what did I say earlier?
I think you said rigmarole or something
whatever.
Like that. No, it's that.
Because you know what it
thing.
Is? It's like I say words that I don't even know what they mean, or I don't even know how to pronounce them.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I just say it like, you know.
We
mean?
Knew what you meant. That's all it meant.
Yeah.
I love that. You can't live an unexcited life.
Yeah.
You have to be excited about it.
Exuberant. How do you say that word?
Exuberant?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
Oh, yeah.
But I say it like that.
You said it with a French accent.
Exuberant.
Exuberant.
I used to have problems saying the word urgent.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that used to bother me. Urgent.
Urgent.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Urgent.
Yeah, urgent.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then strategy.
Okay. Strategy.
Yeah, strategy. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird little things like I discovered when I did radio.
I as a joke, like would I thought at least, I was called, you know, Sephora. I'd call it Sephora. Like I'd be in a mall and be like, you want to go Sephora, honey? Get you some
like saffron.
Get some makeup for your face.
Get some
and
makeup.
Like, and like she laughs every time, but we were hanging out with friends and she's like, well, Matt said it wrong first and now it's a joke. I'm like, fuck that, I always said it right. And she's like, no you didn't. And I was like, holy shit. And I realized I at one point, I don't know how long ago, was like, hey, Sephora. And she just started laughing so hard and I like redid my past in my own brain where I'm just like, no, I said that as a joke once and then it was funny. Like, no, you were an idiot once.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I have another question. Why do you have hair on your forearms but not on the upper part of your arms?
It's just the way God made me, I guess.
Okay, I'm not trying to, you know.
I don't shave my arms or wax above the elbow or anything like that.
I felt like maybe you were a swimmer or something.
No.
I'm not making fun of your body.
I know.
I wasn't making fun of your body. I was just asking
a question. I didn't take it that way.
Bobby, do you want us to talk about your body since you're talking about Matt's body
so
much?
Well, my body is what it is, you know. I did it to myself, though. I could have been fit and look better, but, you know, I'm getting to the point where it's like, I don't really give a fuck.
There you go.
Can I swear?
Yeah, oh, please.
Cool, thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Totally.
Yes.
Okay, what's it?
Yeah, no, I'm going to censor you. I mean, goodness, don't you know? Right. Like, this is advice from a dipshit, you know? Like,
it's in the title.
It's super easy for us to, like, get through in promotion with that. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
So, these people that are called, do they, you don't know them personally. They're just fans of your podcast.
There's a phone number that anyone can call.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these are, they seem like they really trust you and that they really want your advice. This is nice.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's very sincere. We get silly ones every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, oh, we have silly ones?
Oh, yeah.
All right, awesome.
I mean, but he's serious, but it's silly. Yeah.
Great.
Our favorite ones are when people call in about something silly, but they're asking it very seriously. Like, we had this guy call in just a few episodes ago, so frustrated. Oh, he's like, you know what? I'm going to stay anonymous. Right? He was like, new year, new me. Never learned what's the right way to trim my pubes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
That's it. And then he was like, that's it. Like, those are some of the best ones. I mean, there's like a lot of things that we like, but those are great.
You know what? Someone has to invent a little perm thing for my pubes because my pubes don't curl.
Oh, right.
They stick straight out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And that's I wanted so the curl like normal ones. Right. So I want a little perm thing, but they don't have that. Like little rollers and stuff.
Someone's got to go on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
That's actually,
if you were to ever lose your hair, this is so random. That would actually be to your benefit. Because pube hair transfers really well on your head if you're going
I feel like you're lying.
No, I swear. So like it's a thing because it's kind of curly. So they'll take from the back of your neck and they'll take from your pubes.
Right.
Because those transfer really well. So since you have straight hair, if you have straight pubes, if you ever go bald, you're kind of set.
Oh, cool. So I can use my pubes.
Just pubes on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, but
well, since they don't curl, people will be like, no, there's no way that that's pube hair.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Can I, because I want to get a beard transplant.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do it to your face?
I would think so. Honestly, like put pubes on your face.
Yeah, you don't have no idea.
I think scientifically you can do that though.
That beard, whatever you can do, you have no idea how cool that is. Because I can't do it.
Thanks, buddy.
No, I can't physically. I've always wanted a beard. I want to look like a Ronin.
Yes.
You know what a Ronin is?
A masterless samurai,
right?
Yeah.
And just wandering around with a beard and a sword like Shira Mifune or whatever. But like, I can't do it. So I looked it up. It's like they cost like $8,500. So I'm going to get one done.
Oh.
But later in life, like, you know, once I decide, you know what, I don't want to act anymore and I want to disappear for a little bit, like quit my podcast, quit comedy, and just, I want to go. And then come back a couple of years later with a beard.
There you go.
Oh, man.
And I want to wear like little like Dr. Strange glove glasses.
Nice.
I have a whole outfit lined up of what I'm going to look like when I'm old.
I'm like picturing this person.
Yeah. Hawaiian shirt, long hair, glasses like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be really abnormally fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like I have an ad. And like, what the fuck happened to him, right?
I feel like this is a character out of Avatar or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think it's rad. I think it's, I'm excited for Bobby Lee.
Do you have your old
act.
Look or no?
What's that?
Do you have your old man look that you want to look like when you're older?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't haven't picked out like a thing. But
yeah.
My dad's kind of hunched over, so I just don't want to do that. So I try to stand up straight.
That's gonna be that guy.
Yeah.
I just checked my posture so bad.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna be like that sad hunched over old man at like some Glendale park or playing chess with like a bunch of Armenians.
Well, that's when I have a bit about like how I just maybe want to have a baby when I'm very old. So when I'm walking around with a baby, people think I stole that baby.
I can see that.
Like, hey,
yeah, just with one arm
by myself.
Oh my God.
Missing the other one.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Just one last thing.
Okay.
I can't imagine you ever fucking.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
I'll look at a comic like Chris D'Elia or Andrew Santino or anybody, and I can go, oh, yeah, they fuck. When I look at you, dude, I like you. I just, this is an honest thing. You know?
I'm Ken doll down
there. You just don't look like somebody that would fuck.
I get it.
But anyway, let's move on.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This is for...
Okay.
My bad.
Hey, Matt. I've got a question for you. I don't know if there's a little stigma attached to it, and I don't know, but there's some physical anomaly as well. So now, I've never actually seen this him do this, right? So I want to preface it with that. But my buddy is very physically fit, was a gymnast, very flexible. Anyway, he swears, and again, I don't need him to prove it, but anyway, that he can suck his own dick.
Sure.
Now, here comes the part that I'm trying to figure out. Now, I personally feel like that's a little bit gay. Not that there's a problem with that. If he wants to be gay, that's fantastic and good for him. I'm just, you know, whatever, right? He swears it's just another way of jerking off. Now, I don't know. I just think it kind of goes a little bit further. But anyway, appreciate your input on it. And thanks, man. Enjoy the show.
So he's asking if blowing yourself is gay or not?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot to this question.
it's been bandied about. This has been asked many times, I think.
Well, I'm gonna throw something out there.
Please.
I've sucked dick.
Okay.
And it wasn't gay.
Okay.
Because I did it because when I was younger, when I was a young kid, I couldn't get girls, right? I was very highly sexual.
Okay.
So I would get drunk, and I did it a couple times. Like, I had a party or whatever in high school.
Okay.
Or middle school. You know, I went to 3 rehabs.
Yes.
When I was a kid. So mm-hmm. I was in my first rehab at 15.
Yes.
So I was always like this crazy kind of drugged out, you know. But I don't view those as gay experiences.
No, you were certainly experimenting with your sexuality. And
there was a dude literally in high school or in middle school that would grab my head, a boy.
Uh-huh.
And he would like pull me behind a bush and go, suck my dick.
That's so.
And I wanted people to like me so much.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm so sorry.
Well, I was never offended by it.
Okay.
It didn't affect me. Okay. Yeah. I'll just suck his dick real quick.
Okay.
But my point is that even those things aren't gay, no. Right? It's because I don't want to do it.
I don't think blowing yourself is gay.
I don't think it is either.
If you're gay and that turns you on and you're blowing yourself, sure, because you're gay. But it really is. It comes down to whatever your particular druthers are.
Yeah.
If you know if you're gay or not. You certainly do. Or if you're bisexual. Or if you're asexual. If you're sucking your dick, it's
or pan.
It's the feeling.
Unless you're pansexual. Sucking your own dick and you're thinking about yourself.
So I think,
like, if you're sucking my dick, like, yeah, me. You know,
yeah.
Right? So, if I'm sucking my dick and I'm thinking about, like, you know, a girl,
uh-huh.
Like Natalie Portman.
Yes, right.
Then I'm sucking my own dick. I'm like, it's Natalie Portman sucking my dick, uh-huh. Right? If I close my eyes. But if I'm thinking about my own, like, yeah. I love me, so I think funny. I'm fucking,
so
that's
I think,
weird.
I think
if you're blowing
asking.
Yourself and you're thinking it's Natalie Portman blowing you, and you, in your mind, is just like, and I'm chewing on a cucumber randomly while yeah. She blows me.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
That's so
that's
funny.
What, yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's so funny.
So I think another aspect of this question that the guy is asking is it raw, like, is there something mentally wrong with my friend who likes to suck his own dick?
No, I don't think so. If he can, sure. If he likes doing it, what's the harm?
Yeah, because it's like, I can't do it.
No.
Right?
I
guarantee you, if I could,
yeah.
If Matt could,
sure.
We would.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be like an everyday thing, uh-huh. Right? But like,
yeah.
You would definitely like see breath mints around my house.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
And like different weird little things.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I think it's
lip gloss. I don't know.
Yeah, why, right?
Yeah.
Like, how would you woman up your mouth?
yeah, that's what I would do. Right.
Okay. I gotta contribute. I gotta contribute.
Please.
A thing women do. I'm not saying all, but a thing they do is who can suck their own nipples.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
But that's like a competition game thing that kind of women go through in college that nobody really talks about.
Interesting.
Like, can you? Are mm-hmm. you big enough or are you malleable to be able to suck your own nipple?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's more of a contest, right? That's not a. They don't sit there and suck their own nipple and go, oh, and then start masturbating.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure right. Some people do, but it's not. It's like just.
Well, yeah.
The thing is, it's like women are much more kind of all over sexual creatures, far more than men are.
Yeah,
you know, would you agree? They're like, we're very dick centric.
Yeah,
and
all over is in like physical topography.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
I got you.
And more sensual, generally speaking. So it's like that's why it's always such an issue where it's like, oh, is that gay to blow yourself or not?
Right. Here's the whole idea of homophobia too. I've just never been that
good,
and I was never. No, it's not that. I wasn't raised that way. I don't know why that's such an issue with some people. You know,
it's just terror over your masculinity and being seen as like less than a man.
Yeah,
and being looked at as having any kind of vulnerability, like the idea of a man having his penis in your ass is dominating you, and you're lesser, and you're a woman, which is weak. Which is, it's all this psychology built into us of we should. I'm just armchair,
right.
You know, philosophizing here on how what it was, but yeah, I think it's just fear.
I've also never been like offended by my masculinity being challenged in any kind of way, like. When somebody goes, you're a pussy.
Or someone says, can't imagine you fucking.
Yeah. See, exactly. No, and that's why, yeah, that's exactly.
I just thought that was, but the thing, I didn't take offense. I thought that was so funny.
And also, that's the honest. I honestly looked at you and went, there's no way this guy fucks.
I've talked about how, no, I fuck.
I know you do,
Don't get me wrong. Ladies and gents.
I know you
do.
It's like,
you're a machine.
Larson. God,
Jay Larson.
Jay Larson followed me at the store and was like, Matt Bronger, hate to see him in a dark alley. Gave it a beat. He's not intimidating. And it made me laugh so
right?
hard.
That's so funny. Yeah. But have you ever...
People didn't know what he meant. They're like, yeah, he is pretty tall. But it's like, yeah. I get exactly where you're coming
but
from.
But if somebody, some guy, some like alpha male, whatever, looked at you and go, you're a pussy, would you be offended by that? Yeah. I always go, yeah, I'm a pussy.
It'd be annoying that right? he's like, he's sending his hate in my direction.
Right.
But it sure wouldn't give me a moment's pause or make me lose sleep or anything.
Yes,
you know?
The terminology isn't what bothers you. It's like the abrasiveness.
But even my masculinity being challenged, like in the 50s, people would get in rumbles.
Yes.
Over somebody calling somebody a chicken.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you call me a chicken, I'd be like, quack, quack, I'll move on. Yeah. You know, right? Like, I don't give a fuck.
But that's a duck.
Whatever. Okay. I don't know what a chicken sounds like. Yeah. But like, you know what I mean?
I love
but that's
it.
What I would do. I go quack quack, and I wouldn't move on.
It's funny. I used to write with this guy who was taught. We were talking about that once about how so many stupid fucking physical altercations would be avoided if one man would be, in a sense, the bigger man, and just walk away and be like, yeah, all right, cool. I'm a puss.
Fine. Yeah.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen. My friend Tony and I were in a bar in Chicago. And it was this place called the, I think it was called the Elbow Room. And it was like these like hip hop bands would play and shit. And there would sometimes something would jump off. And like this gangbanger was screaming at this two black men. This gangbanger was yelling at this other black guy of like, come on, motherfucker. And like throwing up signs and shit about. And the other guy, what he was yelling back at the gangbanger was the funniest shit where he's just going, man, quit that gang shit. Find a woman. Get a girlfriend, dude.
That
shit was old, man. You're a teenager. And it was like, and it was the realest shit I've ever heard. It was just like, he is murder. And the guy, the gangbanger's friends are dragging him out of the bar. So
yeah.
But it was just like, that's stone truth.
Right.
Where someone is, you know, like just still in a gang and all this stuff, but he's gotten older and stuff. And the other guy's just like, you can't affect me. I have my own life, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get in a fight with you. So, you know.
Yeah, I just never been, you know, it's because I, you know, you have guys like Joe Rogan who are obviously, he's an alpha male, right?
Sure. And I was just on his show and I was talking about that. And he was kind of like, I am? What?
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. I don't really think he sees himself that way.
Oh, he is, though.
Well, he definitely is.
He, like, if, like imagine, okay.
That guy, like, shoots animals with arrows.
Right, right. So imagine in a Walking Dead kind of situation.
I'm going to Rogan's house.
You and I and, you know, a couple of comics, we end up at Rogan's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's like, I'm going to lead the pack.
Sure.
Nobody would say, oh, no, I want to... Right?
No one do that thing of like fight him to be the leader.
Right. Or he would just assume the position. Like
I don't even think he'd have to say anything,
right? No. He was just like, hey Bobby, board up those windows and I would board up the windows, right?
Well, it's funny, I think Joe and Amanda would take the lead. Because Amanda like is
I've been doing martial arts since I was 5.
Yeah. She like trains women and trains people and stuff.
Yeah, you could tell me to board up the window, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a offended by that.
It's
you know?
Yeah.
But it is that's so funny. It's so true.
So you're a follower.
I guess I would be. Yeah. But I would give people. I would give people spiritual help. No, I think we would just make people laugh, and they would keep us around and not kill us for meat.
I think in a post-apocalyptic environment, right? Well, let's say we're in a city, and there's a council.
Yeah.
You would be like the wise one, like the oracle.
Yeah.
Right. So when a newcomer comes to our village or whatever, you have to see the oracle.
Yeah, and you had a beard.
He doesn't fuck.
Dude, he's never fucked. The oracle can't fuck.
He doesn't know how.
I'm like a eunuch.
Right.
And because it's kind of like I'm like the youth counselor. I'm like the dean at the college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey man, why are you fucking up? Let's jam. Let's play guitar for a little while. Me and you.
What would I be in that? What would I be in the apocalyptic scenario? Be honest. I don't care.
I think we'd both probably still be doing stand-up. You would definitely be entertainment.
Right. Because, like... I'd be the court gesture.
A little bit.
You'd be the fucking son of a bitch. I gave you the oracle. You'd be the puppet.
I gave you the prophet oracle. And you gave me fucking court gesture, bro?
The jester's the only person that can rip on the king. So you can walk out and be like,
That's how your checks and
Joe
balances.
Joe Rogan's like,
You're the checks and balances.
And no one
checks and balances.
And you could just be like, I'm sick. I don't know if anyone else is sick of eating fucking elk meat.
I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, shit.
Checks and balances.
Yeah.
Shit, you are.
Right.
You
I'm the wall.
You are.
I'm Trump's wall.
You can be like,
right.
Yeah.
That's what I am. That's better. Pelosi's better.
This is a hilarious.
I feel that's so accurate. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question before we end.
Sure. Yes.
How are we doing on time, by the way?
I mean, we're hit our mark, but we can go over a little bit.
Yeah, go
if you
ahead.
Want.
No, I am going to go over a little bit because I didn't drive all the way over here for 30 fucking minutes.
How far did you come?
7 minutes.
Franklin Village.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, I could cut.
So, like, I really talk about it, but how do you feel about our political environment right now? Because it's like something that people don't. Really, comics don't talk about it anymore at the clubs.
Yeah.
We kind of keep it within ourselves. Are you happy with what's going on, or how is it affecting your daily life?
I think the president's incompetent and, you know, only out for himself and, frankly, kind of dumb. I think he's not without charisma, but I don't really give a shit about that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But the greater thing, look, someday Trump will be gone. The biggest thing that bums me out is the fact that we're at each other's throats all the time and we never get a second's peace and our level of anxiety is so massively high because we just snipe at each other online all the time and we have news on 24/7. We're never meant to have news on 24/7. We're meant to have watch the news at night and then during the day someone will get updates that someone died or whatever. If we have to learn something right away, it's just talking head after talking head after talking head after talking head and no one really making any real significant change. And there's a lot of, you know, what Russia's involved with them kind of fucking with our not only our political climate, but like it's all about disinformation. It's all about like just getting people confused so that you can take what you want, and that's you know.
Yeah.
So it's like I my biggest thing, if I had to pick one thing, would not be the president. It would be the level of anxiety we're all in all the fucking time. It drives me crazy, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about actually Donald Trump being president. It doesn't that in itself doesn't bother me. We had Bush for all those years.
Sure.
It's just the level of corruption,
and
I just don't like it when people don't see that there are things that they're hiding that are illegal or you know. And I get it on the other side, on the Democratic side, that there are levels of corruptions and lies and whatnot. But it's like, you know, I didn't really have a big problem with Bush's presidency. It was just them lying about Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11, but we attack Iraq, which had nothing to do with, but then people in the country are like, yeah, we have to do it. It's like, why? You know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly
what. People are so dumb that, like, you know, that's what I don't like.
That's the disinformation I'm talking about, where it's like, this is what we're talking about. Where it's like, why? Yeah. What about that thing you just pulled behind the curtain?
Right.
No, we're not talking about that. That's conspiracy. But it's like, but that's real. You're looting the country and ignoring the fact that we're setting the world on fire right now and with climate change and you're, you know, it's your factories, it's, you know, oil and coal, you know, that. So, but that's not, we can't talk about that. We can talk about some shit the president said.
I think we're, as a society, we're in very big trouble.
Yes. I'm scared.
Because with peak oil lot. And with singularity in the future,
Mm-hmm.
machine becoming conscious, and also running out of oil on this earth, right?
And
when those two come to pass, like gets to a point, right? It's chaos. It's, and the environment as well, you know? It's like all that stuff is gathering storm. And we're going to be in very big trouble.
And that's when only Joe Rogan and Amanda Rosenberg can save us. That's right. When they...
No, we will be so in a we will be in a community with them.
We will be in the caravan.
Can I, before we go, can I plug some things? I know
please,
we have to go.
Plug, right, go.
Thank you. So on Tuesday nights, I am on a sitcom. It's called Spilling Up Together. But that's not what I want to say. I want to say... what I want to say is that I'm barely on the show. I get like 5 or 6 lines a show. But the Valentine's episode, I really want to plug because... you know, it's my episode, like my characters throughout the whole thing. So, and, you know, and the ratings aren't that great. So I just really want to plug that specific episode. Splitting Up Together, Tuesday nights, 9:30, ABC. But also just specifically that Valentine's, please
so
watch it.
So that so you're saying February 12th.
Yeah. And don't
I will release this February 12th.
Before.
You want me, that'll be the 5th. You want me to release it? I can release this on
the 5th. Wait, on the 12th, what day is the 12th?
Tuesday. The 12th.
We usually drop on Tuesdays.
We usually do Tuesdays.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And that's the day it airs.
Yeah. So then it would be everybody would hear this in the
fine,
day.
That's great. That's great. That's great. Would... See, that's great.
Okay.
Don't DVR it either. Try to watch it live if you can.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to promote is I too have a podcast. It's called Tiger Belly.
Tiger Belly.
And we release it every Tuesday as well. And that's on whatever, iTunes and whatever. Spotify.
You're on, you're on. You're on. That's on all the platforms. And you guys do video too.
We do video as well, yeah. But that doesn't, we don't release that until Fridays. But anyway, check out Tiger Belly and we have to have you on Tiger Belly.
I'm in.
To promote this.
I'm in all the time.
We're forgetting one thing that we have to talk about on this podcast.
Okay, shoot.
So we got the plug. Awesome.
Okay, great.
We're Bobby having a special. Remember you and Rogan were like, we're going to get on Bobby because he needs to do a special. He hasn't done a special.
But I mean, okay, can I just say this though, all right?
Yes.
And you guys are so silly.
And here's the thing.
It's silly Billy.
The special could be 23 minutes.
Yeah, you're acting ridiculous right now
because I'm going to say something right now.
Like, what the fuck, Bobby? Like,
Joe's been harping on me for years about
it. Yes, I know.
Here's the deal. You don't think that I want to do one? You don't think that I called people?
Okay.
People are like, yeah, I mean... A year ago, I was like, I called my agent. I'm like, what do you think about Netflix? They're like, well, I think I can get you a 15-minute one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing a 15-minute one.
Right on. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm Bobby Lee. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, all right. And I hung up the phone. I'm like, oh, I guess that's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the other day, I went to Al Madrigal and Bill Burr and those guys, and I went, listen, I know you guys are producing Whitney's.
Yeah.
Can you independently produce mine? And they were like, yeah. So I'm doing one with them.
You are? Oh,
yeah, but I don't like the fucking fact that people are fucking talking behind my back on other fucking podcasts. You don't fucking think that I got my own shit in order?
Look.
No, we do.
I have dreams too, fuckers. Right?
Well, you want to fight about
it. Yeah. But you got to understand, like, Joe introduced it as if he said that you were like, you're always pushing back and you're like, whatever about it. So like,
I'm not going to let this guy bully me into a fucking situation, all right?
And that's why you're the jester.
I'm Pelosi in the set.
You're
not building the wall.
Pelosi.
Joe. You got to check that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, like, you get like...
I
get where you're coming from. I'm sorry for the misinformation.
Here's what I want to say, okay? I just want to say this, okay?
Yes.
Is that I don't give a fuck who you are in terms of what network or what, you know, streaming platform that you're involved in or the president of. It's like, know what's going on street level.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right, because I'm tired of Hollywood, right? Going, who's hot right? No, you should know who's playing the rooms in LA and who aren't. You're giving specials to people that aren't, that don't have street credibility.
Yeah, it's wild.
Right?
It's wild.
Even in like acting, like when you know, you test and stuff, and people come up to me and go, like, I'll book a network pilot or I'll be on a show and people go, you do stand up?
Yeah.
And then you're like, what? Because, you know, honestly, I've done sketch, I've been in movies, I've done all kinds. So I understand how people might perceive me and know me from. But the thing is that I just think that people that are in those positions, right, just know what's going on street level.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah, it's funny. I've described it as, like, there's that scene in Seven Samurai where the badass is, like, telling the young thug, like, don't touch your sword, man. because he touches it and he's like, "Look, I just saw the way you grabbed your sword. You suck." Like, I'm paraphrasing.
But he's like,
I'm gonna cut your head off. Don't do it. Yeah. And the guy's like, "Fuck you, man!" And he kills him.
Yeah.
And it's just like game recognized game. Like us comedians know. We look at each other. Go, "Oh yeah, that person's good. He's good. She's good."
Yeah.
And then someone is kind of green. It's like they need a lot more time.
Yeah.
And when we see someone that's that green get a thing, and you're like, this person doesn't have 20 minutes.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's strange.
But it's also when you see Sebastian Maniscalco's billboard go up,
mm-hmm.
you don't drive by and go, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
You go, "Oh yeah, that's understandable."
Yeah.
You see a Joe Coy thing. "Oh yeah."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that guy's been hitting the clubs for fucking years. Yeah, that guy, he's a beast, workhorse. Right?
Yeah.
Then you see some other lady up there or man, and you've never heard of them. Yeah.
It's weird.
Anyway, thanks for having me on. Hey.
Thank you, Bobby. Love you, buddy.
Thank you. Whoop.
Oh, here's the thing. Hold on. So the phone number to call is 323-763-0228. Patreon is at Advice from a Dipshit. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, all of it. Tell your friends. Social media at Advice from a Dipshit on Facebook, at Dipshit Advice on Twitter. Theme song by Ben Wise. Subscribe. Write a fun review. Check out Bobby Lee's show on Valentine's Day night. So yeah, check tonight. It out. Yeah, it's going to be on tonight.
Tonight, for when this comes out.
Tonight.
Yeah, don't DVR it or watch it at Hulu. Just watch it live.
Watch it live. What's it called again?
Splitting Up Together. It has Jenna Fisher and Oliver Hudson's in it.
Beautiful.
I play the fat Chinese guy.
That's the name of your... I look on IMDb. That's what your name is on the show.
Fat Chink.
Shut up.
That's what it's called. Fat Chink. No. Yeah. So that's it. Bye.
Thanks, Bobby.
Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. Advice from a dipshit. It's advice from a dipshit with Matt Fronger.
2-3 hours, but they're really rare. And so I feel like we kind of have a nice piece of real estate just doing a half an hour. But I'll be on someone else's podcast forever. I don't care.
Do you cut it down sometimes or no?
Because
I feel like if we, let's say, if you just shoot for 30...
Oh, well,
and it's not great.
We let it happen.
Let's just let it, you know.
Yeah, if we go a little long, that's okay.
No, they're having ones that are longer. Okay. That's totally happened. You're allowed.
The pressure of 30 minutes it's like
Bert Kreischer was on for like an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
Who
saying.
Who else was really long? Joe Coy.
Yep.
That man can talk.
Yeah, he
can. It more relates to how many questions I give you, you know, because it's...
Yeah.
Is all.
Has it ever gone to 15 minutes?
15, no.
Just 15?
Yeah.
No. Okay. No, it has not. No, then I'll throw in like more questions. Like I always kind of have like a backup one.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just play the voicemails.
Well, I have one last question. Is this your podcast under some sort of umbrella of other podcasts or are you solo?
We're independent.
Do you like that?
And yeah.
Feels mm-hmm. good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It has... Not been
last issue. Question. How many houses did you see before you got this one?
Oh, dozens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it took years, for sure.
It took me too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, it's brutal out there.
It's not just as brutal, it's like I'm just so picky, I found out.
Yeah, that was your house. You should be picky.
Yeah.
You should be.
It's not like something that you... It's not like shoes, right? You can't just...
No, we
have 12 of them.
We looked at a place... south of here, same neighborhood, and it had like a lot of land and we could have done something with it, but the work would have been so insane.
Yeah.
And we're finally just like, nope.
No.
But we were this close to just getting it, just to have a piece, you know, of where we wanted to live.
Last question.
Yes.
Why did you go through George to get me on this? Why didn't you just call me directly?
Oh, it was actually my doing. So it was happening while Matt was talking about you on Rogan. So he was talking about you on Rogan, and then I like just immediately messaged George.
Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, that was just because of my instigating. Yeah.
Because it's you know, it's a little weird because I'm friends with Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him.
That's my bad. That's my weirdness.
That's not bad. Let's get started. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Those are all the questions. Like, wasn't anything. I was just like, oh, cool. I know George. Yeah. Like, I have a chance.
I like to divert from what we're actually doing, you know?
No, I know. I know.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Are we ready to go? Yeah.
That's fine. All
right.
Yeah.
Does it start with some sort of intro? Have we recorded yet?
No.
Okay, good.
I mean, I've just been getting your levels.
Okay, good.
yeah. So just classic pause. And then Matt starts.
Okay.